Reading. Not so bad after all.
Kelly could hardly believe that she had been so stupid. At lunchtime, in a busy sandwich bar, she had hung her bag on the back of her chair. Seconds later, the bag had gone, and her mobile phone, her money, her bank cards, and her keys had gone with it. Luckily, she was with her friend Anna. Using Anna's phone, Kelly was able to call the bank and the phone company at once. The thief would not be able to use her cards or her phone, at least. Back at the office, Kelly began to feel better. At least 6 people asked if they could lend her some money. At tea time, 3 colleagues competed to pay for her tea. One more difficulty lay ahead. Kelly's bicycle was locked. Unless she could unlock it, she would not be able to get home that night. She asked Tom, the building manager, if he could help. Tom appeared with his assistant, Ben, and a big bag of tools. They tried every tool in the bag, but they couldn't cut or break the lock. There was only one solution. Kelly rang the fire brigade and explained the situation. 4 minutes later, an enormous red fire engine pulled up outside the building, with a full crew of handsome young firefighters on board. "We always travel like this," one of them joked, as the others unloaded the cutting equipment and freed Kelly's bicycle. As she cycled home, Kelly thought, "For every one thief in London, there are thousands of ordinary kind people."